A new alien species
but
encountered.
Who are these buggers?
Hostilities have broken out between the humans and
one
the buggers.
One new commander, Mazer Rackham, has shown some promise.
The death toll continues to rise.
Mazer Rackham has risen to command the entire fleet.
It's officially over. Mazer Rackham has destroyed the bugger fleet. The human race prevails thanks to one brilliant man. We all owe our lives to Mazer Rackham.
But will the buggers be back? Will we be able to survive a second invasion?
I tell you, he's the one.
Alright. We are saving the world, after all. Take him.
Ender Wiggin. 6 years old. Is he ready?
Battle school is for training future starship captains and commodores of flotillas and admirals.
Can a 6-year-old leave everything behind?
Your brother hates you, Ender, because you are living proof that he wasn't good enough. Your parents resent you because of all the past they are trying to evade.
But not everyone hated Ender.
Come back to me! I love you forever!
Can he leave his sister behind? Perhaps the only person Ender loves and trusts at all.
Look, Ender, I'm sorry if you're lonely and afraid, but the buggers are out there. 10 billion, 100 billion, 1,000,000,000,000 of them for all we know.
The fate of humanity rests in Ender's small hands, but will he be up to the task? Will he be ready in time?
We don't have time to rush too fast, with a kid who has as much chance of being a monster as a military genius. His isolation can never be broken.
What are you doing here? Get lost. Fly off.
Beating you would be as easy as pissing in the shower.
Listen up, scrunch face. You nobody. Got that? You nobody. Got that?
Yet over time, Ender proves himself in the battle room.
I watched your practice sessions with the launchies. I think he shows some promise.
He's doing well. His mind is keen. His play is excellent. Young as he is, we've never had a boy better prepared for command.
There's greatness in him, a magnitude of spirit.
Is Ender's training just a game, or is there something larger at stake?
They need us. They need somebody to beat the buggers. That's the only thing they care about. It's not a game anymore. It's only important because it helps them find kids who might grow up to be real commanders. In the real war.
Of course we tricked you into it, Ender. That's the whole point. It had to be a trick or you couldn't have done it.
Welcome to the human race. No one controls his own life, Ender.
Ender Wiggin must believe that no matter what happens, no adult will ever, ever step in to help him in any way. He must believe to the core of his soul that he can only do what he and the other children work out for themselves. If he does not believe that, then he will never reach the peak of his abilities.
He will also not reach the peak of his abilities if he is dead.
He won't be.
God help you if you're wrong.
God help us all if I'm wrong.
It's all up to you, Ender.
Ender's Game
by Orson Scott Card,
a science fiction tale
of tactics and battle.
News sound effects from NBC.com and CNN.com. Music from Machine Supremacy, James Newton Howard, Anne Berlin, Coheed and Cambria, and Gustav Holst.